Picture this. You are looking out over your 5, 10, maybe 20 plus acres. The sun is setting and your flock is grazing across a green pasture. Something inside you affirms, this is real wealth. At least when it comes to material things. You know how to take care of your sheep, your grazing system is improving your land, and you have a way to direct market each lamb that is born. This is how I feel when I look at my flock, and I want the same for you. So I put together a free 1-hour class that answers some of your most frequently asked questions concerning how I raise, rotational graze, and market my sheep for $480 per head. Go to shepherdist.com/480 or simply click the first link in the show notes of this podcast to sign up and receive the free on-demand class. What's more is that I will follow up over the course of 3 days, providing you with even more free resources, including a free ebook, a free grazing sheep kickstart guide, and a free marketing sheep kickstart guide. This information is worth paying for, but I'm giving it to you for free. Just go to shepherdist.com/480, shepherdist.com/480, or simply click the first link in the show notes of this podcast for how I raise, graze, and market my sheep for $480 each. Now let's get straight to today's episode. About a year ago, I started writing a book without really knowing it. I started receiving dozens of emails of the same variety in sort of response to my YouTube videos and to what you guys were seeing me do firsthand here on the channel. It was the same questions over and over again, and as I was even watching online forums where sheep farmers would come together with their problems, I was noticing that consistently beginners on those forums were asking the exact same questions, or even losing animals from conditions that were really just common to sheep farming. So in response to this volume of emails, I just began to turn those frequently asked questions into 1-hour in-depth video classes. I would go outside, I would video record answers to processes people were asking about, and then I'd come in and I'd make slides and I'd make these 1-hour presentations for people to really learn in depth. When I jumped into sheep farming, one of the frustrating things for me personally as a beginner was that it seemed like a majority of the resources that I found out there assumed that I had some sort of prior knowledge. This created really frustrating information gaps for me personally. It was kind of like jumping in and trying to climb a ladder, but the first 5 rungs were missing. So I presented the information in these classes just assuming no prior knowledge, and I was able to communicate to people on that learning curve because I had been there myself. The response to these classes was absolutely incredible. I had people just coming to me after the fact and just thanking me for presenting information in a way that they really had not been able to find before. I felt super compelled towards the beginning of this year to put what I had been presenting to people either through this channel or through those classes into a tangible, physical form that wouldn't be stripped by an algorithm or censored by some type of tech glitch. I knew it had to be a book, but I really wanted it to be a different kind of a book. I didn't want to just create another dry text manual. I wanted the book that I created to be a totally immersive, visual, educational experience, kind of like what I had been doing with my videos to this point. And despite the fact that I had never written or authored or formatted a book before, the Lord was really, really kind just to guide me every step of the way as I assembled this. And what I ended up with is The Basics of Raising Sheep on Pasture, a really first-of-its-kind educational experience and book for beginner sheep farmers. You'll open it and you will find cover to cover, picture after picture, with text that really complements and expounds on what is shown visually on the pages. And where the pages, I'm sorry, I'm getting really excited. Where the pages don't exactly expound as much as you want, I've put codes within the book that you can scan with your smart device and get more information on specific topics through one of the videos I've created here on the channel. But that's not it. In fact, those videos are hosted on a child-friendly platform. They're not going to take you to YouTube. It's going to be an ad-free platform that's totally safe for children. Because while I didn't necessarily set out with the intent of making a book for children, I've been absolutely blown away by the response I've received from a younger audience. When I went to publish this book, I decided I was not going to publish or use Amazon services whatsoever. I was going to publish this book and self-publish it through shepherdess.com only. And as such, it was a much more risky publishing process. I had printing fees out for this book out of pocket, essentially, and those fees had crept up into the five figures. So I launched it on August 15th on pre-order, hoping and praying that I could sell at least enough through the pre-order to cover the cost of that first printing. And the pre-order was 9 days, so it was my goal to reach that goal in about 9 days. And I was so humbled and so blown away. Within the first 20 minutes, we had sold about 100 copies, and by dinner on day one, you guys had bought enough for me to be able to call the printing press and pay the printing bill in full. What that means is just, it's overwhelming to me, and I'm so incredibly grateful. When I put the book out, I prayed that morning, sort of half-heartedly, if I'm honest. I just prayed that the Lord would bless it in relation to how much it would be able to serve people. And I say I prayed that half-heartedly because I realized at that point that if I only sold like one or two books, I'd be pretty telltale.
What is your favorite page on the book?
The page that talks about me.
This book, The Basics of Raising Sheep on Pasture, is available exclusively at shepherdess.com. I'm offering free shipping, and my team and I, which is my family and I, are shipping your books from the farm here in Northeast Texas.